I asked the angel who talked with me, "What are these, my Lord?" Then the angel who talked with me answered me, "Do you not know what these are?" I said, "No, my Lord." Now listen, here's where we're going to get into this. Then he said to me, "This additional abode to the candlestick, causing it to yield a what?" Come on. "Causing it to yield a ceaseless supply of oil from the olive tree." Cause it to do what? Yield. A ceaseless supply of oil from the olive trees. Is what? Is the word of the Lord to Zerubbabel. You know whose name I put there? His name ain't Zerubbabel. His name is Jimmy Jones. Saying, this is what he said, saying, "Not by might, not by power, but by my spirit, of whom the oil is a symbol." He was seeing this, the oil was just a symbol. Says the Lord of hosts. Says the Lord of hosts. Yeah. Now listen, let's go just a little further. "For who are you?" So this is what the Lord had instructed us to do on this prophet. I'm going to tell you. There's something else. Some thing you tell, some thing you don't. But I'm going to tell this, and I want to tell it in the right spirit, because I don't want people to think, because I want you to understand this. We have become a multicultural church. Multicultural church. I'm so tired of this black, white, and Spanish, and Anish and Panish and all that. I'm so tired of it. I have found out there are just people on this earth. Amen. I know we're different nationality people, different skin colors and all that. But every single one of you sitting out there, and everyone that's on planet Earth, if they breathe in air, they got red blood in their veins. Now, some of them got white blood, and some of them got blue blood and yellow blood. No, it's red, red, red. Maybe different type, but it's red, red, red. Are you here? Until we get over this stuff, this stigma of sin and that Satan have so cleverly put among the races of people, it's all right to know your heritage. You should know that. You ought to know where you came from. You ought to know that. So you won't be silly enough to repeat the action of the past. If you know where you came from and you know who you are now, then you can be intelligent and live like intelligent people. But there's no reason for all this stuff when God sent one Jesus, and they even started arguing. And he even got it now in among the believers. That's so sad. I care less what color Jesus' skin was. I'm going to say it again. I care less what color his skin is. What I care about, he done the thing that I needed done. He gave his life. And the life was not in his skin. Are you hearing me? I'm black, and that's the way I'm going to be till I leave here. So it's no use me arguing about it. No use to be getting depressed about it. That's what my mom and dad had birthed me here like, and I've been like that ever since I've been birthed in this earth. And I'm going to enjoy my black self.
All right, now.
And I'm not going to try to put some stuff on my skin, make it become dark or light. I'm going to leave it just like it is. Do you hear me? Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So, let's get back to this. Because like I said, we got some things to do. When we learn how to tap into the flow of His power with our faith and stop getting caught up in all the issues, and know how to deal with natural things in its proper setting and not let them override our spiritual walk with God. There's some natural things you have to do and need to do, and you don't need to let them go neglected. But you shouldn't let those natural things get over in your spiritual walk with God, because that natural thing will get you out of the spirit and get you in the flesh, get you mean, get you fighting, get you bickering, doing all that stuff. Amen. Amen. But when you get over in the spirit, hallelujah, you can deal with some demons that's been messing up folks. Got the mind twisted, lying, messed up. Feeling like 7 miles of bad highway. Can't sit up right, can't think right, can't function right. While we all going to know about colors. Dumb, dumb, dumb. Amen. So let me read it again. I know some of you don't like to say it, but it's still dumb. I can't help it. Then he said to me, I'm going to read verse 6 again. Then he said to me, this addition of bowls to the candlestick, causing it to yield a ceaseless supply of oil from the olive trees, is the word of the Lord to Zerubbabel. See, you have yourself, if you're a married person, you have your household to deal with. But when you stand here, like myself, and you got all these different thoughts and opinions from people coming at you, all these figures looking at you, all this, and then you make a bold statement that we're going to be in the new building June 31st. 21st. What did I say? 31st. 21st. I'm trying to push it up. Ain't it? No, we're going to keep it at 21st. Do you think I'm any less human than you are? I ain't trying to make no apologies for me, but I'm just telling you, because I want to make some bold statements. And you think that the devil don't talk? Yeah, he talk. But you know what? I got something to say when he gets through. You don't think he's talking? And this is why we are sharing this, so you can learn how to get on the same page and stay on it. Because many will, if you don't watch, you'll be bouncing around with this thing and that thing. We don't have to get on the same page. Because the Bible said one can put 1,000. Two can put 10,000. Three, I don't know, they said 100,000. I'm not that sharp yet. I can't, you know. But all I know is it just keep multiplying, escalating, moving, right? That's all I know, it keep escalating.